Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, presented by ProTrans. Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Loggeman, with the Jags, who've just landed in Indianapolis, ready to get back out after a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty nice weather here, right? Usually for this time of year at Indianapolis, we'll take it. You know, some rain maybe in the mid-40s, but best part about this trip is the game's indoors.
Yeah, very much so. Let's talk a little bit about the Colts who are injured. Dwayne Allen, 8 touchdowns on the year, not going to play. Ahmad Bradshaw, 7 touchdowns on the year, not going to play. Looks like they're going to lose their right tackle, Roger Chereles, and Greg Toler, one of their starting corners. I mean, is this a good time for the Jaguars to get the Colts?
Well, I think it is because, you know, last week against the New England Patriots, they weren't able to have any balance running the football, and so you've lost a lot of key components to that, a right tackle, a run-blocking tight end, and your best running back. So it fares well for the Jaguars, but Andrew Luck is still Andrew Luck. He's the number one passer in the National Football League as far as yards thrown. He's a tremendous player. You still have to stop him.
Gus said this week turnovers are the key to it. If you make them one-dimensional, are the Jaguars ready to take the ball away?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the biggest thing that the Jaguars need to change post-bye is the turnover differential. You know, second-highest turnovers in the National Football League. Their turnover differential is right at the bottom. If they can improve that, they can give themselves a chance. For a young football team, if you're turning the ball over like they are, you're not going to have a chance.
One quick thought coming out of the bye. Is Blake Bortles better after a couple of weeks off?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think he's probably had his eyes open quite a bit in the first part of the season, being a young quarterback and the expectations that come of a young quarterback. And the bye week hopefully allowed him to just take a mental break because it is a lot for a young quarterback to take in all in the first year.
All right, Jaguars and Colts tomorrow from Lucas Oil Field. For On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans, I'm Brian Sexton.